Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm glad you joined me today, and as I was in prayer before sharing this message with you, as I was waiting before the Lord, He impressed upon me that there were those that were going to be listening this week that were going to have some questions answered. Now, He didn't let me know what those questions were, but I pray the Holy Spirit will do His matchless work and give illumination and understanding and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus and in His Word. You know, the Word of God is wonderful. It preaches itself. And what we're going to be sharing this week, I believe, will be of help not only personally in your life, but to understand what the Lord is doing in a general way in terms of the body of Christ all around the world. Because the Lord is raising up His body. He's adding to the church daily those who would be saved, just as He did in the early church. And these are wonderful days in which to be alive. Yes, there are perilous times. There's dreadful things happening. And yet, as we look upon the things that are occurring in the world, we know that our salvation draws nigh. We can lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our salvation, and our help comes from the name of the Lord. So, Father, we thank You for the beauty of Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that Your Word has been given to us to edify us, to give understanding, to exhort us. Your Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so, Father, we thank You for Your precious Word. We thank You for Jesus, the living Word. And Lord, be with us as we go into the Word of God. And Holy Spirit, You take the Word of God and You make it exciting and relevant and pertinent to each one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, and to You belongs all the glory and all the praise. Amen and amen. As we read the Gospels, we see that there was definite pattern and development in the ministry of Jesus. When He began His public ministry, He followed the direction of His Father. The Holy Spirit showed Him the things that He should do, where He should go, and there was a definite plan that unfolded as He was teaching and training His disciples, as He taught the multitudes, as He healed the sick, as He opened blind eyes, and as the conclusion of those 3 years of ministry came to a close, He became very specific. He knew that His time was approaching in which He would fulfill His purpose for coming. As He stood before Pilate, He said, "For this reason I was born into the world, to bear witness to the truth." And that is indeed what He did. And as He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, He, as a man, shrank from the suffering and the ridicule and the pain that was awaiting Him. But He laid down His life, the perfect Lamb of God, without a stain of sin, without spot. And He said, "Not my will, Lord, but Yours be done." And so in those final hours that He spent with His disciples, what were the most important things that He wanted to convey to them? What were the truths, the final thoughts He wanted to leave with His disciples? We may be sure that if any of us were facing death and we knew that was coming with our loved ones, we would want to say the most important things on our heart. And the closing chapters, or those chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 of the Gospel of John are a beautiful portrayal of what the Lord wanted to say, not only to his disciples as he sat with them at the Last Supper, but to his disciples of all ages. And in that 17th chapter, he prayed what we call the great high priestly prayer. He prayed to his Father. In fact, that entire chapter is a prayer. And he spoke these words. He said, Lord, in verse 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And this was the cry of his heart, the desire of his soul, that Christians, his people, his body would be one. And so that's the direction we're going to be going in Scripture. We're going to be looking at what God's Word has to say regarding this powerful truth and the Lord Jesus' prayer that we would be one. And why? Well, he gives the reason, the answer, that the world would believe that God the Father truly sent his Son. Because if we look at the world, we can see that there's anything but unity. There's discord, there's strife, there's conflict, there's disunity of opinion, there's disagreement, there's strife of every kind and confusion. And so what would be more dramatic, what would be more telling, what would be more attention-giving than a people who were of one heart and one mind? And so I'm going to be sharing a lot of Scripture with you, but the most important thing is I want to share with you just from Scripture why unity is so important, why Jesus was praying for unity. And so let's go into the Word of God. The Word tells us that we are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head, and we are a living tabernacle, if you would, the body of Christ, a temple not made with hands. Everyone has a particular place. You can't occupy my place, and I could certainly not occupy yours. Each place is specific and precious and important to the Lord, because unless we are in that place God wants for us, that whole body is not functioning as it should. We can all relate to pain in our bodies, right? If we have a finger, if we have a toe, if we have an organ, some part of our body that's hurting us in pain, our whole body suffers. Well, it's true in the Spirit of God. And so we need to pray for one another. We need to pray for healing, for restoration, that all of us can be fulfilling God's great purpose for us, because the times are late and the end is coming. And so whatever we must do it now for the Lord. And so Romans 12 and 5 says, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. So if one suffers, we all suffer. If one rejoices, we can rejoice with them. And then there's another powerful scripture I want to share with you in Galatians 3:28. It's probably familiar, but you realize how profound it is. Let me share it with you. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. That's Galatians 3:28. And I believe the fulfillment of this passage will be found in the new heaven and the new earth. You know, as I've grown in the Lord, there are a lot of things I still do not profess to understand, because we're all in a learning stage, and we will always be that. I believe in the eons to come, throughout eternity, we'll be learning about the wonders and the beauty and the majesty of our God. But as I've grown in the Lord, I've run across Christians, Gentile believers, that although of course they would not admit it, there's a tendency to believe that somehow they're a little more spiritual if they become Jews. They follow all the Jewish feasts, they worship on Shabbat on Saturday rather than on Sunday. And let me just say, there is a time coming in the millennium where God's promises to Abraham will all be fulfilled, and the Jewish nation will indeed be the head and not the tail. The center of worship, the place, the ruling authority of Jesus Christ will be in Jerusalem. And it's a wonderful, marvelous time to realize that all that the Jews have suffered throughout the millennium, God will fulfill every one of his promises. But, beloved, from what I understand in Scripture, at least this is my understanding and my belief and opinion, that Gentiles do not need to become Jews, because a time is coming when there will be neither Jew nor Greek. There will neither be bond nor free. And in the new heaven and on earth, there will be neither male nor female. They will not marry or be given in marriage. Now, in this earthly dispensation, in terms of marriage, the man is the head of the woman. But in terms of the body of Christ, should women be denied leadership roles? Of course not, because there's neither male nor female in Christ. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Well, I am just laying a foundation, and we have much to share this week. I invite you to tune in at this same time. We're heard at this time, Monday through Friday. And should you miss a broadcast, always feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. Praise God. And so I'm very stirred and excited to share this message. But as always, I give an invitation to write, because there is power in agreeing prayer. Amen. In that unity that comes from agreement. So the announcer is going to give our contact information. If the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, he has a reason. So I do encourage you to write or to email. Should you email, I encourage you to share your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way by letter. However, I will always confirm receipt and pray for whatever those needs are. I love you and want you to know I pray every day for my UCM partners and my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,